Justice, you high and mighty politicians. Hi, this is Stephen Yod with a thought for today from Psalm 58. Justice, you high and mighty politicians, you don't even know the meaning of the word. Fairness, which of you has any left? Not one. Not one. All your dealings are crooked. You give justice in exchange for bribes. Or you deal out the violence of your hands in the land. These men are born sinners, lying from their earliest words. Of course, who wasn't born a sinner? They are poisonous as deadly snakes, cobras that close their ears to the most expert of charmers. And then the last verses, in verse 10. The Yahweh-like people shall rejoice. Those who are like the Father and like His Son shall rejoice in the triumph of right. They shall walk the blood-stained fields of slaughtered wicked men. Then, at last, everyone will know that good is rewarded, and that there is a God, or that there is a Yahweh, who judges justly here on earth. The English word justly there could be translated with right ruling, so that they will know that there is a Yahweh who judges with right ruling here on earth. And they will know that soon. The next psalm is written by David at the time King Saul set guards at his home to capture and kill him, as chronicled in 1 Samuel 19:11. Psalm 59. O Yahweh, save me from my enemies. Once again, when he says enemies, we're not talking about opponents necessarily, but real enemies. Save me from my enemies. Protect me from those who have come to destroy me. Preserve me from these criminals, these murderers. They lurk in ambush for my life. Strong men are out there waiting, and not, O Yahweh, because I've done them wrong, yet they prepare to kill me or murder me. Yahweh, awaken. See what is happening. Help me. And, O Yahweh, the mighty one of heaven's armies, Yahweh of Israel, arise and punish the heathen nations surrounding us. Do not spare these evil, treacherous men. At evening they come to spies, slinking around like dogs that prowl the city. I hear them shouting insults and cursing Yahweh, for they say, no one will hear us. Or at least they think that. Yahweh laugh at them and scoff at these surrounding nations too. Verse 9. O Yahweh, my strength, I will sing thy praises, for thou art my place of safety. My Father is changeless in his love for me, and he will come and help me. He will let me see my wish come true upon my enemies. Don't kill them, for my people soon forget such lessons, but stagger them with your power and bring them to your knees. But stagger them with thy power and bring them to their knees. Bring them to the dust, O Yahweh, our shield. They are proud, cursing liars. Angrily destroy them, wipe them out. And let the nations find out, too, that Yahweh rules in Israel and will reign throughout the world. Let these evil men slink back at evening and prowl the city all night before they are satisfied, howling like dogs and searching for food. But as for me, I will sing each morning about thy power and mercy, for you have been my high tower of refuge, a place of safety in the day of my distress. O my strength, to thee I sing my praises, for thou art my high tower of safety. That's high tower, my mighty one, Yahweh, the mighty one of mercy. And Psalm 60, written by David at the time he was at war with Syria, with the outcome still uncertain. This was when Joab, captain of his forces, slaughtered 12,000 men of Edom in the Valley of Salt. Take it not with a grain of salt, but take it for what it's worth. It is the word of Yahweh. And we'll go to Psalm 60. O Yahweh, you have rejected us and broken our defenses. You have become angry and deserted us. Yahweh, restore us again to thy favor. You have caused this nation to tremble in fear. You have torn it apart. Oh, how that applies to the abominations in America in the year 2012. You have caused this nation to tremble in fear and torn it apart. When the bottom line around is money and success and education and politics. But to them, Yahweh is not the answer. So that was my comment there, but back to what the word says in Psalm 60. Yahweh, You have caused this nation to tremble in fear. You have torn it apart. Yahweh, heal it now, for it is shaken to its depths. You have been very hard on us and made us reel beneath your blows. But you have given us a banner to rally to. All who love truth will rally to it. Then you can deliver your beloved people. Use thy strong right arm to rescue us. Yahweh has promised to help us. He has vowed it by his separation and his pureness, I should say. He has vowed it by his separation. No wonder I exult. Shechem, Sukkot, Gilead, Manasseh still are mine, he says. So the father says, Shechem, Sukkot, Gilead, Manasseh still are mine. Judah shall continue to produce kings, and Ephraim great warriors. Ephraim representing a nation greater, a whole nation that probably encompasses most of us under that title of Ephraim. Moab shall become my lowly servant, and Edom my slave, and I will shout in triumph over the Philistines. Who will bring me in triumph into Edom's strong cities? Yahweh will. He who cast us off, he who abandoned us to our foes, yes, Yahweh, help us against our enemies, for man's help is useless. With our Father's help, we can do mighty things, for he will trample down our foes. Go to YahwehYahweh.name and push the contact button for Denny's Media Radio. Thank you for listening. I'm Stefan Yah. Oh, have a good forever. Psalm 61 and 62 talks about our Messiah, and then we'll segue right into Isaiah 53. 61, verse 1, O Yahweh, listen to me. Hear my prayer, for wherever I am, though far away at the ends of the earth, I will cry to thee for help. When my heart is faint and overwhelmed, lead me to the mighty towering rock of safety. For thou art my refuge, a high tower where my enemies can never reach me. Verse 4, I shall live forever in thy tabernacle, O, to be safe beneath the shelter of thy wings. For thou hast heard my vows, O Yahweh, to praise thee every day, and you have given me the blessings you reserve for those who reverence thy name. You will give me added years of life, as rich and full as those of many generations, all packed into one. And I shall live before Yahweh forever. O, send thy loving kindness and truth to guard and watch over me. And I will praise thy name continually, fulfilling my vow of praising you each day. Psalm 62 now. I stand silently before Yahweh, waiting for him to rescue me, for salvation comes from him alone. Yes, he alone is my rock, my rescuer, defense, and fortress. Why then should I be tense with fear when troubles come? But what is this? They pick on me at a time when my throne is tottering. They plot my death and use lies and deceit to try to force me from the throne. David says, they are so friendly to my face while cursing in their hearts, but I stand silently before the Mighty One, waiting for him to rescue me. I stand silently before Yahweh. For salvation comes from him alone. Yes, he alone is my rock, my rescuer, defense, and fortress. Why then should I be tense with fear when troubles come? My protection and success come from Yahweh alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Verse 8, O, my people, trust him all the time. Pour out your longings before him, for he can help the greatest of men or the lowest. Both alike are nothing in his sight. They weigh less than air on scales. They are a vapor. Don't become rich by extortion and robbery, and don't let the rich man be proud. He is loving and kind and rewards each one of us according to the work we do for him. That was Psalm 62. But Isaiah 53, who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. So this definitely applies to the Son of the Father, to the Messiah. It could not apply to a nation. Isaiah 53, verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of Yahweh, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And Yahweh has laid on him, so the Father has laid on the Messiah, the iniquity, or the lawlessness of us all, the sinfulness of us all. Verse 7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Father Yahweh to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Yahweh the Father shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. That was Isaiah 53. Then Isaiah chapter 9. Unto us a child is born. This is Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty One, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of Yahweh of the armies will perform this. That was Isaiah 9:6. Revelation 22:11. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is pure, let him be pure still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. The Messiah is speaking here. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. That was from the book of the Revelation, chapter 22, the last book in the scriptures. Thanks for joining us today on A Thought for Today. Have a great one. David is speaking in Psalm 63. King David said in Psalm 63, O Yahweh, my Yahweh, how I search for you, how I thirst for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water. How I long to find you. How I wish I could go into your set-apart place, into your temple, to see your strength and your esteem, your power. For your love and kindness are better to me than life itself. How I praise thee, I will bless thee as long as I live, lifting up my hands to thee in prayer. At last I shall be fully satisfied. I will praise thee with great joy. I lie awake at night thinking of thee, of how much you have helped me, and how I rejoice through the night beneath the protected shadow of your wings. I follow close behind thee, protected by thy strong right arm. But those plotting to destroy me shall be down to the depths of hell. They are doomed to die by the sword, to become the food of jackals. But I will rejoice in Yahweh. All who trust in him exult, while liars shall be silenced. Isn't it strange how such a book could admit their faults? The very men who did evil deeds are so transparent. And they hang their dirty laundry out and expose themselves. How very sinful they were. But they repented. That's the difference. With a lot of us, the attitude I get is they just don't care. They don't want to repent. But that wasn't David's attitude. And he certainly was transparent and exposed all of his evil deeds for all of us to read. It's right there in the scriptures. And I think that helps prove that it's authentic, that he didn't try to cover up like a lot of the prophets of today, or, back in the 1800s, who would predict the second coming of the Messiah, and then when it didn't happen, they'd turn around and make up some other kind of a story. Psalm 64 now. Yahweh, listen to my complaint. O preserve my life from the conspiracy of these wicked men, these gangs of criminals. Then cut me down with sharpened tongues, or they cut me down with sharpened tongues. They aim their bitter words like arrows straight at my heart. They shoot from ambush at the innocent. Suddenly the deed is done, yet they are not afraid. They encourage each other to do evil. They meet in secret to set their traps. He will never notice them here, they say. They keep a sharp lookout for opportunities of crime. They spend long hours with all their endless evil thoughts and plans. But Yahweh himself will shoot them down. Suddenly his arrow will pierce them. They will stagger backward, destroyed by those that they spoke against. All who see it happening will scoff at them. Then suddenly shall stand in awe. Then everyone shall stand in awe and confess the greatness of the miracles of Yahweh. At last they will realize what amazing things he does. And the goodly shall rejoice in Yahweh and trust and praise him. Oh, there we are. But we want to pray for those who despitefully use us. And, I have faith that they're going to come to the Messiah someday and confess their sins, to repent, to stand there, as it were, at the feet of the Messiah, at the tree, at the gnarly stake where the Messiah was impaled, and that they will confess and repent and perhaps never return again to these evil deeds, so that we will survive and walk in the Spirit. We will conquer all of that worldly, fleshly, carnal desire, that old carnal nature. Let him strip it away with his Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh. Psalms 65. O Yahweh in Zion, we wait before thee in silent praise, and thus fulfill our vow. And because you answer prayer, all mankind will come to thee with their requests. Those sins fill our hearts, you forgive them all. How greatly to be envied are those you have chosen to come and live with you within thy separated tabernacle courts. What joys await us among all the good things there. With dread deeds and awesome power, thou wilt defend us from our enemies, O Yahweh, who saves us. Thou art the only hope of all mankind throughout the world and far away upon the sea. He formed the mountains by his mighty strength. He quiets the raging oceans and all the world's clamor. In the farthest corners of the earth, the splendid acts of Yahweh shall startle everyone. The dawn and sunset shout for joy. He waters the earth to make it fertile. The rivers of Yahweh will not run dry. He prepares the earth for his people and sends them rich harvests of grain. He waters the furrows with abundant rain. Showers soften the earth, melting the clods and causing seeds to sprout across the land. Then he crowns it all with green, lush pastures in the wilderness. Hillsides blossom with joy. The pastures are filled with flocks of sheep, and the valleys are carpeted with grain. All the world shouts with joy and sings. That's Psalm 65. Psalms 66. Sing to Yahweh, all the earth. Sing of his splendid name. Tell the world how wonderful he is. How awe-inspiring are thy deeds, O Yahweh. How great is thy power. And when we use the name Yahweh, that is the name of the Father from the Tetragrammaton. Others might use Jehovah or Yahweh, but we are convinced by the 26 references in encyclopedias and dictionaries that that is the name of the Father. And the information is available on our website, YahvehYahweh.name. So how awe-inspiring are thy deeds, O Yahweh! How great thy power! No wonder thy enemies surrender. All the earth shall praise thee and sing of your power. Come see the splendid things Yahweh has done. What marvelous miracles happened to his people! He made a dry road through the sea for them. They went across on foot. What excitement and joy there was that day! Because of his great power, he rules forever. He watches every movement of the nations, O rebel lands. He will deflate thy pride. Let everyone bless Yahweh and sing his praises, for he holds our lives in his hands, and he holds our feet to the path. You have purified us with fire, O Yahweh, like silver in a crucible. You captured us in your net and laid great burdens on our backs. You sent troops to ride across our broken bodies. We went through fire and flood, but in the end you brought us into wealth and great abundance. Now I have come to thy temple with burnt offerings to pay my vows. For when I was in trouble, I promised you many offerings. That is why I am bringing you these fat he-goats, rams, and calves. The smoke of their sacrifice shall rise before thee. If we went to, briefly here, taken away from that to Romans chapter 12, I think that's where it is. It says that the offerings that we give him are, you know, of the heart. And it says to be converted by listening to the word. I guess I can't remember the rest of it, so we'll touch on that later sometime. So back to Psalm 66 and verse 16 in the now going from the Living to the King James to finish that up. And verse 16, come and hear, all you that fear Yahweh, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, Yahweh will not hear me. And we better remember that verse there. You know, people talk about prayer all the time, that, and we just read the one in the previous chapter about it, that he answers prayers of the people, but it you know, it also says we have to add to that in harmony. We have to take it in context through the entire word from Genesis to Revelation, the big picture, the entire story there about what he's telling us. Psalm 66, verse 18, if I regard iniquity or lawlessness in my heart, Yahweh will not hear me. But verily Yahweh has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be Yahweh, which has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Psalms 65 and 66 here on the Scriptures, the Thought for Today. I'm Stefan, and we'll talk to you again. Psalm 67. O Yahweh, in mercy bless us. Let thy face beam with joy as you look down at us. Send us around the world with the news of your saving power and of thy eternal plan for all mankind. How everyone throughout the earth will praise Yahweh. How glad the nations will be, singing for joy because thou art the king, and will give true right ruling to their people. Praise Yahweh, O world. May all the peoples of the earth give thanks to thee, for the earth has yielded abundant harvests. Oh, those bountiful harvests. Yahweh, Even our own Yahweh will bless us, and peoples from remotest lands will praise him. That was Psalm 67, verse 7. And then a very familiar Psalm 68. Let Yahweh arise and his enemies be scattered. Chase them away. Drive them off like smoke before the wind. Melt them like wax in fire, so that the wicked perish at the presence of Yahweh. But may the goodly man exult. May he rejoice and be merry. Sing praises to Yahweh. Raise your voice in song to him who rides upon the clouds. Or in some versions, in the deserts. Yahweh is his name, or in the original, actually, in some versions, Jehovah. But Yahweh is his name. Oh, rejoice in his presence. He is a father to the fatherless. He gives right ruling to the widows, for he is pure. Yes, in his pure habitation. He gives families to the lonely and releases prisoners from jail, singing with joy. But for rebels, there is famine and distress. O Yahweh, when you led your people through the wilderness, the earth trembled and the heavens shook. Mount Sinai quailed before thee, the mighty one of Yisrael. You sent abundant rain upon your land, O Yahweh, to refresh it in its weariness. There your people live, for thou gavest them this home when they were destitute. Yahweh speaks, the enemy flees. The women at home cry out the happy news. The armies that came to destroy us has fled. Now all the people of Israel, all the women of Israel are dividing the booty. See them sparkle with jewels of silver and gold, covered all over as wings cover doves. Yahweh scattered their enemies like snowflakes melting in the forests of Salmon. O mighty mountains in Bashan, O splendid many-peaked ranges, or mountains, well may you look with envy at Mount Zion, the mount where Yahweh has chosen to live forever. Surrounded by unnumbered chariots, Yahweh moves on from Mount Sinai and comes to his separated temple high upon Mount Zion. We're reading here in Psalm 68, now verse 18. He ascends the heights, leading many captives in his train. He receives gifts for men, even those who once were rebels. Yahweh will live among us here. What a glorious splendid Yahweh. He who daily bears our burdens also gives us our salvation. This is written in the book of Psalm 68, verse 20. He frees us. He rescues us from death. But he will crush his enemies, for they refuse to leave their guilty, stubborn ways. Yahweh says to all his people's enemies that are hiding on Mount Hermon's highest slopes and deep within the sea, he says, come. His people must destroy them. Cover thy feet with their blood. Dogs will eat them. The procession of Yahweh, my king, moves onward to the set-apart Mikodesh, or sanctuary. Singers in front, musicians behind, girls playing the timbrels in between. Let all the people of Israel praise Yahweh, who is Israel's fountain. The little tribe of Benjamin, or Benjamin, leads the way. The princes and elders of Yehuda and the princes of Zebulun and Naphtali are right behind. Summon your might, display your strength, O Yahweh, for thou hast done such mighty things for us. Now, just a couple of minutes left here. The kings of the earth are bringing their gifts to thy temple in Jerusalem. Rebuke our enemies, O Yahweh. Bring them submissive tax in hand. Scatter all who delight in war. Mitzrayim or Egypt or Babylon will send, well, actually, Jerusalem is more equated with Babylon, but Egypt will send gifts of precious metals. Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to Yahweh in adoration. Now, here we go. Psalm 68, verse 32. Sing to Yahweh, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing praises to Yahweh, to him who rides upon the ancient heavens, whose mighty voice thunders from the sky. Power belongs to Yahweh. His majesty shines down on Israel. His strength is mighty in the heavens. What awe we feel, kneeling here before him in the set-apart Mikudesh. Yahweh of Israel gives strength and mighty power to his people. Blessed be Yahweh. Tonight, as I head in, this is actually made on the 15th of July of 2012, as I head into the Feast of Weeks, the first fruits, most people don't keep it on this date. It's about 50 days later after their date. But I am very excited, and I feel anointed as Yahweh has given the opportunity for us to feast with him, not only at this night tonight and throughout the next day, but always, but especially on his set-apart days found in the pure convocations, found in Leviticus 23, Deuteronomy 16, and Exodus chapter 22, and many, many other places. His judgments, his statutes are a blessing. They're not bondage, they're a blessing. But you, my friend, are invited to attend him, his great wedding feast. Yahweh is our bridegroom, and he is coming for an assembly who has prepared herself for him in a set-apart place. So lift up your hands, lift up your spirits and your voices, lift up your spirits to the Almighty Yahweh today, tonight, wherever and whenever it is, and wherever you are. What Yahweh asks of us, that we would lift up pure hands, separated hands, and praise him. Now, we can only be pure and separated by being in his presence, by being cleansed, by being clean and cleansed by the Almighty Father, through Yahusha, his Son. And we need to do that today. Ask him for forgiveness of our past sins in the name of the Messiah.